Hello, you are tuned into CKUW 95.9 FM, and this is the Student Radio Marathon right now, and we are sitting here with Noor. Hello, Noor.
Hi, sir. Hello.
Hello. Thank you very much for coming on. Very happy. You got a little lost, which it happens to everybody. This place is a little confusing to find the stairs and stuff up here, but we're very happy you made it. So could you talk a bit, you wanted to come here and talk about your experience of being a new immigrant and coming to Canada, correct? So
exactly.
And so you're originally from Afghanistan.
Yes.
So could you, do you want to start there with your life in Afghanistan and how you...
Exactly. Actually, hi to you and everyone who is listening. So I am and my family are refugees and immigrants in Pakistan since 1982. They were there, and then I grew up as a refugee there and studied, but I had no rights except going to till high school. And then me and my brother in 2018 decided to leave that country because of no rights were available to us. So then we came to Turkey by crossing borders illegally through Iran. And in Turkey we spent 3.5 years. We tried to go to Greece and Bulgaria a few times, and Turkish authorities put us in detentions, and Greek and Bulgarian border police deported us back to Turkey. So it was very difficult time and difficult experience of life for us. Finally, our friend Miss Julia was born from Australia. She is editor of our book, of our family story, found sponsorship for us through an organization based in Winnipeg. The person who agreed to sponsor us is like a supernatural force for us, and his name is Tom Denton. We hope and pray for his health always, because he is retired now from there. And these are the things that I faced, difficulties, everything. And since October 7th, when we landed in the great land of Canada, we feel like we are born here again, like, because we had no rights in those countries. We were always demoralized that we are the lower grade people of that society because we are refugees. And it was a great experience to come to Canada and become the permanent resident of Canada from a refugee. So I'm very happy here, and I work full time, I study, and I enjoy all my rights, and I'm very, very excited here. And also we made great friends here. They are amazing people. So we visited many places like Winnipeg Beach, Gimli, and also like we went to Lockport, and also some national parks, provincial parks. So it was amazing. Yeah, although the winter was very cold. So
When did you get your permanent residence?
When we arrived, we were given permanent resident documentation, like certificates. So
How long was that process? Because I know some people wait years for, the, for those sorts of things.
You are right, sir. Actually, we waited for 3 years because of COVID and also the process, you know. IRCC is, you know, working on thousands of, you know, millions of applications. So it took time, and waiting was difficult as a refugee because you don't know about your future. Maybe they deport you to the country where you cannot go back, where situation is becoming worse and worse that time. And also they can, the authorities where you live, the Turkish authorities could put you in detention, you know, for unknown time. And so, yeah.
So you went from Afghanistan to Pakistan.
Yeah.
Iran and then Turkey.
Turkey, yeah.
Oh, okay. So is that, like the reasons for those moves, those countries, it was just because, like was there a reason for it, or is it just that's the next place you just had to go because that was just the situation? Why that progression of those countries?
We couldn't go because for Afghan passport, no country issues visas so easily. Oh. And another reason, we couldn't live there anymore because of your opinions or your views about culture or religion or system of the government, Nancy, or anything. So, or warlordism. So then, you know, it becomes difficult for you to stay there for longer than so then we had to move out of that region. So we came out, and I will say that in Iran we faced difficulties when we were coming. And actually I will say, you know, Iranian government is very extremist type, and they're very cruel to their own citizens. So think about refugees, how they will treat them. So and we faced very much difficulties during this all journey, and now I'm very, very happy. My family is, my brothers and sister and parents are still refugees, and we are trying to sponsor them here to Canada, and we trying to find sponsors and sponsorship organizations or group of five or some, because I really want them to be here to have access to all the rights for which they were thirsty for years, decades, you know. So
yeah,
and they are still in unknown future, you know, since 1982. So it is very difficult, I will say, but they were hopeful, and they are still hopeful, and they think that, you know, something like magic will happen and they will come to Canada. So we believe so.
Well, I hope so. And so when you came into Canada, and you've been living in Winnipeg for a couple years now?
1 year.
1 year. And so you were talking about how some of the things that you were seeing when you came here. So what kind of stood out for you? You're coming to Canada. What time of year was it? I hope it wasn't in the middle of winter when you first came here. But what was happening there?
On 7th of October, we landed in Toronto, and then on 8th of October, we arrived to Winnipeg. So the weather was cool and chilly, but then we were quarantined for 20 days because we were not vaccinated that time. So after 20 days when we came out, the weather was more cold, and then it started snowing. So
yeah,
for months it was snowing, and it was new experience.
Yeah. So and then coming into a place like Winnipeg, you know, I always think of Winnipeg as being a place where there it is very multicultural. There's a lot of different people from very various different backgrounds here. So were you able to find a community, you're coming into this new country, but were you able to plug into if there is an Afghani community or people that you can kind of start to create some connections with?
I will say that through our friend Julia Osborne, as I said, mentioned her name, she introduced us to Australian Canadians community. So they are amazing people, and they took us many times outside of the city to visit many places. All the places we visited with them. So they admire us and they give us motivation. And due to them, we experienced many good things here in Canada. So yes, we are very happy with them and with our life in Winnipeg.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, you do have some music here now. I want to get to that in a moment. But is there anything that you want to say that you haven't, you're broadcasting out to the people here in Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. So is there anything you want to say before we kind of get to some of this music?
I will say that, all the Canadians and Winnipeggers are, warm-hearted people. I and enjoy talking to them in the streets everywhere. So this is amazing. Yeah, they are amazing people.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, we're so happy to have you on here, and it's really something to hear a bit about your story. And it's so great, you're studying here and stuff like that. So good luck to you and all your endeavors. So you have some music here. So it seems like these are from Afghanistan. So can you talk a bit about these songs?
These are the two songs. These are two female singers, and this is Pashto songs. But so I wanted to bring this as a gift to you and all the people who listen. So
this first one is Alzia Khan.
Yes.
So I think we'll for sure be able to play through this completely. I don't know if the second one, but this seems like this is a recent song from 2022.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Well, this is introduce that song again. So then
this song is from Alzia Khan, and this song is casted in British Columbia. The singer is from Afghanistan too, so the song and its rhythm and music is like something new, I will say. So that's why I brought that here.
Well, wonderful. Well, I can't wait to put it on. Thank you so much for coming on. It's been really great talking with you. So here we go. Here's some Alzia Khan here on CKW 95.9 FM.
Тихо-тихо, погляда, погляда. Shams pazro bande bas tere.